This is Chico Harlan, the Washington Post reporter in Japan. And today, obviously, Japan sustained sort of the big quake that Singapore. It did not strike directly at the major population center of Tokyo, but Japan is a very densely populated country. And I think some of the footage that everyone here in this country has been watching today doesn't necessarily give you an idea of the casualty count just yet, but it certainly leaves the sort of mental image of destruction that won't soon go away. For me, it was a day that I was on a train track in the middle of the afternoon getting ready to board a bullet train on the other side of the country, and the train was delayed a little bit, just a couple minutes, which is a really unusual occurrence here, and that's when sort of rumors and gossip started spreading about something going on, a big earthquake, and simply going down from the train tracks level down to the several big screen televisions at the base of the railway station. All of a sudden, really thousands of people were silent looking at this footage. You saw cars and houses almost like driftwood being washed away up in Sendai, which is the largest city in the prefecture closest to the epicenter of the quake. And of course, this was a result of one of the tsunamis triggered by that quake. And now this is the sort of story that's spreading not just from Japan, but to countries like the Philippines and Indonesia, and even maybe the west coast of the U.S. Many hours from now, as the tsunami sort of spreads and ripples. But this is for the moment Japan's story, and I think you'll see dozens, if not 20, 30 countries pledging their efforts, their relief efforts. I know the UN now has a search and rescue team on standby, and especially with some of the transportation systems already down in Japan and mobile networks not really going as they should be, the relief efforts could be complicated for many reasons. We have night settling in now. It's about 9:30 in Japan, and the prime minister has asked for calm, but I think in many ways Japan is just starting to reckon with the severity of this earthquake, and there's no real smart way yet to know just what sort of damage we have in the north. I think we'll all be watching, and I'll try to bring you more information as soon as I know it.